This is The World Tonight. Good evening, I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. President Carter defied the polls today and said that his personal popularity is very high, that it's his willingness to tackle problems ignored by his predecessors that's causing the trouble. The assessment came at a news conference today at the National Press Club in Washington. Robert Pierpoint covered the story.
The president opened with a 10-minute presentation of his proposals for overhauling the civil service system that governs the 2 million employees in the federal bureaucracy. Mr. Carter called it the centerpiece of his long-promised program for reorganizing the government. His proposals aim at changing the system from promotions and pay based primarily on years of service to a much more flexible merit system, including bonus incentives for superior performance and easier firing for failure.
Our proposals will mean less job security only for incompetent federal employees. But conscientious civil servants will benefit from a change that recognizes and rewards good performance.
During the question-answer session, the president explained the U.S. government's mild defense of the dollar on the basis that it really does not need defending. Mr. Carter believes the U.S. economy is sound, oil imports are leveling off, and America's major trading partners are not adequately assessing the real strength of the dollar. President Carter also warned that joint Soviet-Cuban military actions in Ethiopia and Somalia are a threat to peace and also a threat to eventual Senate ratification of a ban on nuclear arms. Robert Pierpoint, CBS News at the White House.
More news after this.
Dagwood, where are you? It's 2 a.m.
I'm downstairs, Blondie, making a little snack.
Well, at least there's plenty of Kraft American Singles in the refrigerator. Those individually wrapped processed cheese food slices are Dagwood's favorites. He likes their great American flavor, and I like the quality and good value that come with the Kraft name.
Here, Blondie, want half of my Singles and chopped liver sandwich?
Any way you slice it.
America spells cheese, K-R-A-F-T.
The Soviets took another first in space today, but it's more political than spatial. They've sent up two more cosmonauts to join their orbiting space laboratory. And one of them is a faithful communist from Czechoslovakia. Bernard Redmont reports on the new entry into space travel.
Moscow is hailing the joint mission as an example of what it calls the growing unity of the communist countries. A new Soviet space vehicle, Soyuz 28, carried the Czech 29-year-old Air Force Captain Vladimir Remek. He became the first man to go into space who was not Soviet or American. The commander of the ship is a veteran Soviet cosmonaut, 46-year-old Alexei Gubarin. They'll try to link up with the orbiting station Salyut 6. If they do, they may celebrate with cosmonauts Yuri Romanenko and Georgi Grechko, who are expected to set a world endurance record on Saturday morning. The present record of 84 days is held by an American Skylab crew. Remek trained in a Soviet program for Eastern Europeans. The Soviets are billing the latest mission as a demonstration of what they call the growing ties of friendship and brotherhood among the communist countries. Bernard Redmont, CBS News, Moscow.
The United States finally gave in today and agreed to wind up the Belgrade conference with a final communique that doesn't even mention human rights. As far as the West was concerned, human rights was the key issue in the Helsinki agreements, but everyone is trying hard to see victory in defeat. Bert Quint reports from Belgrade.
The United States joined the Soviet Union today in proposing a final declaration intended more to get this conference over with than to seriously sum it up. For 7 months of preliminary and full-dress meetings, the West tried to get East Bloc violations of human rights on record, and the East Bloc did its best to dodge the subject. The last 6 weeks, delegates have been deadlocked over the wording of the final declaration, which must have unanimous approval. The West wanted a reference to human rights. The East didn't want that, but did want references to trade, security, and other issues. The result? A communique without substance. It says a conference was held, the Helsinki agreements were reviewed, an agreement was not possible on all points, and announces another review conference to be held in Madrid in 2 years. The American chief delegate, Arthur Goldberg, says this does not mean the conference was a failure. We threw light on the human rights violations in the meetings, and perhaps in the long run, that will help. Bert Quint, CBS News, Belgrade.
Swiss police don't know whether it's a ransom plot or just vandalism, but someone dug up Charlie Chaplin's coffin last night in a small Swiss cemetery and carted it away. The police say they have no idea who did it, but whoever it was, they say, must be very sick. More news when the World Tonight continues.
Hello, radio fans. This is Steve Allen with a word on behalf of my friends at Postal Instant Press, PIP. And the word is the greatest. Yep, that's the answer to give people when they ask you what you think about Postal Instant Press. The greatest. Set those rascals straight. Tell them that Postal Instant Press is the best place in town, or, for that matter, the best place in the country, to get top value, professional printing done while you wait. Take your letterheads, envelopes, business forms, anything you want printed fast and inexpensively to PIP. And PIP will print copies while you wait. Believe old Steve Reno, folks, PIP is printing, and your instant printer is PIP. So look for the red, white, and blue sign that says Postal Instant Press.
For quality printing, here's a tip. Always rely on your nearby PIP. They'll print it fast while you wait. Take it to PIP. The printing is great.
Look for PIP or Postal Instant Press in the yellow pages under printers.
The Senate Banking Committee finally got around to voting on the latest controversial Carter nomination, and when the votes were counted, G. William Miller had the necessary recommendation to send the Senate his nomination as head of the Federal Reserve. George Herman reports.
The committee spent half an hour agreeing to work in closer harmony in the future, agreeing to try to avoid a repetition of Tuesday's brouhaha. That occurred when several Democrats, apparently under some pressure from the White House, tried to speed Miller's confirmation by changing the committee rules. Chairman Proxmire and ranking Republican Brooke insisted on adherence to the rules. Today, peace was restored and they got down to confirming Miller. Chairman Proxmire again explained he felt Miller lacked the experience. He also said Miller should have known some of Textron's money was paid to the commander of the Iranian Air Force. Proxmire voted no.
Chair?
No.
After that came a steady string of ayes, and then the unsurprising result.
By a vote of 14 to 1, the nominee is recommended to the Senate, and the nomination will be reported promptly and will be sent to the Senate today.
The Senate will vote on the confirmation tomorrow, and it's expected to confirm Miller by an equally lopsided majority. George Herman, CBS News, Washington.
The Wall Street Report in a moment.
Want to start your day with a fresh approach to the world? One way to do it is to listen here, Monday through Saturday, for three informative and stimulating morning broadcasts on most of these stations. With that first cup of coffee, Jim Kelly and Wynn Elliott start you off with an early morning wrap-up of sports from the night before and the day to come on Sports World Roundup. With that second cup, get a fresh insight into an important issue of the day with First Line Report. CBS News correspondents Bob Schieffer, Marvin Kalb, Phil Jones, and Rod McLeish are the regular anchormen on First Line Report, and each brings his distinctive style of commentary to the topical story. And style is the hallmark of Charles Osgood's report on Newsbreak. Whether the story concerns a flagpole sitter, a famous personality, or a news event, Osgood's unique way with words and sound makes Newsbreak a report you'll remember. Monday through Saturday, start your day with Sports World Roundup, First Line Report, and Newsbreak. Three good reasons to listen here on most of these CBS radio network stations.
Stocks higher today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed around 746, up 3.12. The average price per share up 6 cents on the New York Exchange. Volume there about 20 million shares. Average price up 2 cents on the American. Wall Street on this World Tonight.